Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Life of Praise. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Everybody's not going to be exactly the same in heaven. Did you hear me? The Bible said in 1 Corinthians that those in the resurrection, they're going to differ in glory like the stars. Well, some stars are brighter than others. Are you with me now? And we're not all going to receive the same reward. Jesus taught the parable of the talents. One man got no reward. One man, you know, he had five. Another one had 10 plus one. So it's not all going to be the same. They don't practice communism in heaven. But in determining what we will have in the life to come and what we will do and our reward, all of our works down here are judged by the fire of God. And the Bible said in that day, there'll be things that's wood, hay, and stubble. Well, what happens to wood, hay, and stubble when the fire hits it? It's gone. And so what that means is everything that you did that the Bible calls wood, hay, and stubble, I don't care how long you worked on it. I don't care how much money you put into it. If it was wood, hay, and stubble, it's gone forever. There's no reward for it. That's the end of it. But there are works, the Bible said, that'll be gold and silver and precious stones. And when the fire judges it, it comes out gleaming and shining. And that will stay with you forever. Well, what do you suppose the stuff that's wood, hay, and stubble, what works would that be? Well, see, that agrees right with this, doesn't it? The flesh profits what? And you know, it's going to be interesting. In that day, there's going to be people that built empires down here. I mean, stuff that's worth billions. And there were all these people and all this stuff involved in it. And when the fire hits it, it's going to be nothing. Pew. Nothing. Well, make a difference. How good of an idea somebody thought it was, how hard and work and sweat and blood and tears and money they put into it, if it wasn't done by the direction of the Lord, going to mean nothing. But the Spirit quickens and gives life. Everything that we do that the Lord directed us to do, it lasts forever. Isn't that great? Whoo, glory to God. Every time we follow His leading, every time we act on the promptings and urgings of the Holy Ghost, every time we obey, step out and do what He told us to do, that thing was done in the Spirit. And that thing lasts forever. And that thing will come out of the fire shining like gold. And a million years from now, we'll still be talking about it. It stays with us forever. How we ought to obey God. How we ought to praise Him. Obey Him. Now back up to the third chapter of John. John 3 and verse 6. Jesus again. Verse 6, Jesus said, that which is born of the flesh is what? Flesh. And that which is born of the Spirit is? Spirit. You know, Galatians talks about that. If you sow to the flesh, what do you reap? Of the flesh, corruption. But if you sow to the Spirit, you reap life, eternal. And Jesus said, you know, what the flesh produces, what's born out of flesh, it's flesh. What's born out of the Spirit is spirit. Everything produces after its own kind, begats after its own kind. And the Lord said that those that would worship the Father must worship Him in spirit and in truth. I want to give you three things now that'll help you in identifying what is flesh and what is spirit. I'm already excited talking about it because this has helped me so much. It just in my few years of walking with the Lord, because there's so much confusion and so much immaturity about these things. People do all kind of stuff and call it Holy Ghost, and it's not. And then sometimes there are spiritual things and people know it's good, but they don't realize that this is of the Spirit. This is Spirit. These things will help you identify. Number one, how can you tell if it's Spirit or if it's flesh? Go to 1 Corinthians 12. We'll read this and you'll have our first answer here. I'm not saying this is the only three things. I'm just saying here are three good things that'll help you on your way to knowing this. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 1. He says, now concerning what? Now, the King James says gifts, but you notice that's in italics. That means it was added. It's not in the original. So literally, it just says, now concerning spiritual, and actually it's in the plural, spirituals. So another way of saying this is things of and pertaining to the Spirit, concerning spirituals. Because he talks about gifts, but he also talks about ministries and operations and manifestations. This chapter is not just about the gifts of the Spirit. It's about spirituals, spiritual things, the things, manifestations, operations, gifts of the Holy Ghost. He said, I would not have you what? He doesn't want us ignorant. Well, now, if the Lord says, you know, he writes this, I don't want you to be ignorant, he wouldn't even say it unless there was a whole lot of ignorance that he's having to deal with. You know that you were, you used to be Gentiles carried away under these dumb idols, even as you were led. How many know that everybody without God is chasing dumb stuff some way or another? Verse 3, wherefore I give you to understand. Now, here's the first one I'm giving you now, or the Lord is. To understand, no man speaking by who? Now, this would be, you're speaking by the Spirit of God, so would the speaking be in the Spirit? Yes, it'd be in and of and by the Holy Spirit. If you're speaking in and of and by the Holy Spirit of God, nobody can do that and call Jesus accursed. And no man can say that Jesus is Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. Now, people just take that out of context and say, well, you know, that means nobody could say it. Well, sure, you could find somebody that's atheist and say, I'll give you $100 if you say Jesus is Lord. You know, they can say it. That's not what he's talking about. He's talking about people speaking by the Spirit. Now, here's the point. Whatever is of the Spirit and in the Spirit will glorify Jesus. We'll magnify Jesus, we'll emphasize Jesus, we'll glorify Jesus. Jesus said concerning the Holy Spirit in John, you remember? He said, when he comes, he'll not speak of himself. Right? He's going to take of mine and show it to you. Now, man, this will help you in every area. If a preacher is preaching by the Spirit, if it's really by the Spirit, will you notice the individual? Will the emphasis be on them? Or will it be on the master? If it's really of the Spirit, it won't be on them. You won't just be emphasizing a person. The emphasis will be on him. If a prophecy is in the Spirit, will you notice the person the most? Will it be something that just glorifies them? If it just glorifies them, what was it? It's flesh. If it just drew attention to humanity, what is it? It's flesh. It's not Spirit. Things said, done, prayed, given in the Spirit by the Holy Spirit of God always glorify Jesus. Always. If it's a tongue, if it's an interpretation, if it's a prophecy, if you hear it And you think, that's weird. Wonder what that means. And it doesn't glorify, it doesn't make you think of God. There's no emphasis on God. There's no emphasis on Jesus. It was just flesh. I don't care if they said, thus saith the Lord. I don't care if they spoke in tongues before they interpreted. If it doesn't glorify Jesus. See, that's what these guys were doing. There was all kind of spiritual practices. They worshiped all kind of stuff before Paul came to town. Now they've gotten saved and they've gotten filled with the Spirit. They're tongue talkers. They've learned about prophecy. But there's some folk doing some weird stuff in the services. You can see it from his writings. Why would he say that nobody can stand up and talk bad about Jesus and it's the Holy Ghost? Why would he say that? There'd been stuff like that going on. If it's in the Spirit, it emphasizes Jesus. It magnifies Jesus. It glorifies Jesus. Flesh glorifies flesh. What a great preacher they are. What a great prayer they are. What if somebody is singing in the Spirit? Is your main focus on their ability or how they look or how they're dressed? If you're singing, if you're playing, if you're preaching, if you're trying to talk to somebody about the Lord, the more aware they are of you, the less in the Spirit you are. The more focused they are on you and the natural things about you, the more in the flesh you are. The more in the Spirit you get, the less they notice you. And the more they see Him. More aware they are of Him. That's why I've told you before, I'm believing, you know, for this to just get stronger and stronger and stronger. If we have people come in and somebody said, who preached there today? And they say, I don't know, but God was there. God, who sang up there? I don't know, but whoo, glory to God. God was there. Well, then what do you know then? The people that were doing things, were they in the Spirit? Had to be. And that don't mean you fell into a trance or saw a vision or saw an angel or heard a voice. And yet it was in the Spirit. Say it out loud with me. If it's in the Spirit. It glorifies Jesus. What if it doesn't? What if it just draws attention to people? I don't care how many scriptures they quoted. I don't care how much talking in tongues they did. If it just draws attention to them about what all they've done and who they are, what all they know and all their experiences, it's flesh. It's flesh.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Life of Praise, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 4th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith and fear to God. Faith to God who gives me